You're listening to Dread Central Radio. We hope you've enjoyed Fine Cooking with the Howletts. Now stay tuned for Dread Time Stories.
Good evening, boys and girls, and welcome back to another hair-raising episode of Dread Time Stories, where everything you ever feared as a child is real. The moon has risen, and there's work tomorrow. It's time to go to bed, but before you do, a warning. Tuck the kiddies in, but beware the sound of little feet in the hall and screams in the night. Before you close your eyes, sit back in your favorite chair, dim the lights, and pull your children close, for tonight's tale of terror is sure to give them nightmares. Tonight's Dread Time story is called Under the Bed.
And God bless Mommy and Daddy and Sparky. Amen.
Amen. Now snuggle down and go to sleep. School tomorrow.
Dad?
Yes, Bort?
Are there any such things as monsters?
Of course not. Why do you ask?
Sometimes I hear noises at night, coming from my closet and under my bed.
It's an old house. It's bound to make a few funny sounds.
Yeah, but...
Now get some sleep, Sport. There's nothing to be afraid of. I'm just down the hall.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Did you get him to go to sleep?
He's fine. Just an overactive imagination.
He's been having trouble sleeping for the past few nights. He keeps talking about monsters.
Yeah, I went through the same thing when I was a kid. He'll be fine. Now, how about some grown-up snuggle time?
Oh, you. Dad!
Damn it. It's gonna be a long night. What's the problem, Sport?
I heard a noise.
What kind of noise?
It sounded like something breathing. In my closet.
Andy, there's nothing in your closet.
But I heard it, Daddy. I really did.
You want me to have a look?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nope. No monsters in here.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Sport. Now go to sleep.
Thanks, Dad.
Good night. Thought he heard a monster in his closet.
Every night this week.
It's nothing. I looked, and there's nothing in his closet. He's just at that age.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I know so. Now, where were we?
Daddy!
Now what?
I heard it again.
Heard what?
There's something in here, and now it's under my bed.
Andy, there's nothing in here.
It went under my bed.
Okay, I'll look. There are no monsters under here.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Now, please, get some sleep.
Can I sleep with you and Mom?
You most certainly may not. You're a big boy now, and you can sleep in your own room. Now, good night.
Good night.
Is he okay?
He just freaked himself out in the dark again. He said it went under his bed.
That's the same thing he said last night. Maybe we should let him stay in here for one more night.
No! He has to learn sometime. He can't go through his whole life being scared of the dark. And besides, how are we going to ever get any alone time if he keeps sleeping in here with us?
I know, but...
But nothing. Trust me, I had to get over my fear of the dark, too. He'll be better off for it.
Dad! Daddy!
Oh, damn it. It's time to put a stop to this. What?
Dad, I'm scared.
Andy, you've got to get over this fear of the dark. There's nothing there. You're safe in your own room. It's time for you to grow up a little.
But Dad!
No but, Sport. If you think you hear something, just tell yourself there's nothing there. You're 8 years old now. It's time for you to stop being afraid of the dark. You get me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good boy. Now, I don't expect you to call me again tonight. In the morning, you'll see there was nothing to be afraid of. Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
I love you, son.
I love you, too. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing there. Nothing there.
Your daddy can't save you, Andy.
Go away.
Daddy didn't believe you.
Please.
You look so tasty.
You're not real.
And you're mine.
What the hell was that?
Andy? Andy!
Oh my God! Andy! Oh my God, it's real! Andy!
Let that be a lesson to all of you parents out there. Just because they're children doesn't mean that there isn't something hiding in the darkness. It's safe now. Turn on the lights and remind yourself that monsters in the dark don't really exist. Just ask Andy. We'll see you next time for another Dread Time story.
Dread Time Stories is brought to you by Dread Central for all your horror needs, by Rotten Cotton, where you're inside on the outside, and by AmericanHorrorWriter.net, makers of fine horror, available worldwide. Good night, folks.